What do you call a place where you would keep cows?
Barnyard.
And
stockyard. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of a place alongside a barn that was used especially for milking?
It has to do with dairy. What do they call that? I'm not sure because even though I've talked with the people out there at the pen farm, they don't seem to. They just go. They just have. They call it the milk barn. And this is because they have stalls where they put the cows, and most of the time they have these electric milkers, you know, and this type of thing. So I don't even know.
Is that the way that you think of dairy now?
I think that's the modern way, yes. They have stalls and the barn where they take the cows for milking purposes. And, of course, they have electric milkers. And they attach these sort of thing, and they have a caretaker who looks after them, maybe either so many cows or maybe just one in particular. It depends upon, well, I guess the cow or the cattle, whichever. Is that going to bother you that noise?
I don't think so. What do you call a place where you would keep pigs?
Well, I call it a pig pen in the pig house.
What do you call a place where you let cows go out to graze?
Pasture, meadow, grazeland.
Do you know anything about raising cotton?
No, not technically. I've learned more in the last week than I've ever known before. When this farmer who lives just away from us, a very good friend of mine, and he is a cotton and soybean farmer, of course. This picker that he has, I've learned more about that. Of course, instead of saying that he is going to chemically treat his cotton, he uses the terminology, we're going to poison today. This is very unusual. And everything has to do with chemicals that treat his plants, he uses to say poisoning, rather than to treat it against boll weevils and various other weeds and what have you.
When is it that you have to do to cotton to get the undesirable grass and stuff out of it?
Well, they call it cotton choppers. I guess days gone by, because they now have new implements, mechanized equipment that goes right down and does the same thing. Sometimes they, some areas they use geese, as I understand it. They are good weeders and grass eaters, and they won't bother the cotton itself. They just go right between. I've seen a number of them in particular in Arkansas and Missouri. I haven't seen it around here particularly.
That's real interesting. What do you call a place where cotton and corn grow? It's a cotton, what?
Well, plantation or field. They call it, well, Mr. refers to his fields. That's what he
calls. What do you think you would refer to the place where tobacco grows in a?
That's a field also. Matter of fact, most cultivations are referred to as the fields. That's most farmers refer to their place of growth as fields.
What,